Mother's Day.
Right.
Something sweet about Mother's Day, you know. I think of mothers as the beings that bring life to the planet. You know, so it's a really sweet experience. So thank you for that too. How many of you are familiar with Dogen? I know I've mentioned him in talks in the past. Well, Dogen is a Japanese teacher, a Soto in the Soto lineage. And he is fiercely intellectual and also at the same time has profound insight coming out of this practice. And he's written a number of things. One is the Shobo Genzo. And if we read the Shobo Genzo, it's so subtle, his use of language to express things. This is not an easy read 5 minutes before going to sleep. I mean, you really have to sit with this and read it over and over again. But it's really very profound what he says. And at the heart of Zen for Dogen is Zazen. So I'm just going to, this is going to be actually a pretty brief talk, but I just want to say a few words, sort of the cliff note version of Dogen on Zen, on Zazen. So in the Shobo Genzo, Dogen points out two of the most important aspects of Zazen, and that's body and mind. Another way to say that is correct posture and how we hold our mind during sitting. And there's a famous quote from Dogen, which is, "Zazen becomes Zazen when the correct posture and free-flowing breath are harmonized." And so what he means by that is that they function as one. And so much so that there is no they and there is no functioning at one. It's just... So regarding the body, if you think about it, we live on the face of the earth and we're in constant relationship with gravity. Everything on the face of the earth is in constant relationship with gravity. And we're pulled toward the earth's center by gravity. So if our body is tilted or off center, immediately what happens, certain muscles become tense in order for us to maintain the upright position. On the other hand, if the various parts of our body are integrated correctly along a vertical line, the weight is supported naturally by our skeletal frame, and any unnecessary tension in the muscles is released. So, from Dogen's perspective, when we sit correctly, we are not sitting in opposition to gravity. In fact, the issue of opposition doesn't exist. We're just sitting. The body sits immovable and unself-consciously, as he refers to, as a mountain. There's no strain. It's very natural and in perfect harmony. So what about the mind? It's been said in a number of quarters that because of our highly developed cortical cerebral function, isn't that great? Cortical cerebral function. I forget where I got that from, but it's not me saying that. That we tend to equate self-consciousness, the sense of me, with the head, as if the head is the main character in the play, and that the body is just the head's servant, following orders from the head. However, from this point of view, or from the point of view of Oriental medicine, this is not only a conceit of the head, but a total misconception of life. And Eastern physicians see the head as just a small part of the whole of who we are, and they do not assign it the same privileged position that we do. Now, I'd add that from an energy perspective, if all our energy is in our head, we become top-heavy and have a tendency to be unstable. You know, walking around, just a thinking machine, all the energy gathered in our head. So for this reason, when we take up the sitting position, our hara, H-A-R-A, our lower belly, is where our energy should reside, which will make us very stable. That's why when we sit, our attention is down in our belly. It's not up here on the activity of our mind. So in the Shobogenzo, Dogen asks us to put aside the operation of intellect, volition, and consciousness, to stop considering things with our memories, imagination, or reflections. And in this regard, he goes on to say that we don't sit to attain an objective, such as the unification of body and mind, emptying ourselves, acquiring a still mind, resolving personal problems. All of this, he would say, is extra. We sit to just sit. To Dogen, there is nothing to add to just sitting. The term that we use, the Japanese word, is shikantaza, just sitting. And further, sitting does not lead to enlightenment. This is a very, one of the very subtle expressions that you'll hear from Dogen. We don't sit to attain enlightenment. Sitting does not lead to enlightenment. Just to sit, Dogen says, is the perfect expression of enlightenment. So he turns it upside down. So when you sit for the rest of the morning, don't think about this. Just sit.